Blog Talk Radio.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and a summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar.
I'll be deep under your influence tonight.
evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Zone, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. I'm joined here by my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
I am fine, diva. How are you?
I am trying my best to finish up this piece that I was writing. Oh, my God. You know what? The reason my pieces are taking so long is because I'm putting them in one of my books, and they're actually stories. Mm. So I'm not really finishing it up. What I'm doing is giving y'all a part of the story. Because the whole story is way, 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 way too long. Anybody knows me knows I'm long-winded and I write just as much as I talk. So, but other than that, it's muggy. I'm sticky. I have washed countless times today. I've played in the water in my house. And I got to get me another air conditioner. I cannot do this. I can't. This fan, I'm too big up in here. I got too many rolls. And it's too hot. I like my sticky a different kind of way. Hey, this is the Love Zone.
Girl,
hey.
Good
night, Diva. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Trying, girl. This rain is killer.
Oh, it's raining out there?
Yeah, it's I think we just got a little spit of that hurricane, but it passed. We had like the wind and then the rain. Now it's just straight rain. I'm like, So some like the rain, but you know why I don't? You know why I do not like the rain?
Yeah, I know. You know me, though.
My collarbones don't
opposite.
Like the rain.
Honey, my everything loves the rain. Girl, I'm a child. You know me and water.
I
wish it was raining. You know, I like to get my walk on. I just love the feel of it on my skin. I love the smell of it. And please don't let me be getting, girl. All right. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this topic. Let me give them the information first. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and you are in the Love Zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that one to be heard and participate. We love
I'm
you, too.
I'm taking notes.
This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got mine on right now. You got your Raw Links?
Diva, I got my Raw Links. Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. Now, tonight, I wonder if they're ready for this topic. I see quite a few callers in here, so I think they are ready. Let me You want to tell them what the topic is? Oh, you taking notes? All right. I'll tell them. I'll ask them the question.
All right.
The question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know, what is your faith word? Do you even have one? Diva, you got a faith word?
You know what? I'm not sure if I do. I could.
You do? I'm
not sure if I do.
You now.
But my peace. My piece got it in there, I think.
Oh, your piece
so
got
I'll
it in there?
I'll let you know when I'm finished.
Okay. I got a faith word, and mine is in my piece as well. So I'll reveal it in my piece. But I want you to reveal yours first. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thanks. Faith word. I thought of my favorite fruit, my favorite kind of ice cream, even my favorite food. But how is there a word to stop all you do to me, all I dream? See, you kiss me in a way I could do all day and night, and the way you hold me is safety personified. I haven't felt this way in years. The last time, I couldn't remember if I tried. I wonder if a word is warranted. Isn't it used when scared, when you had enough? How can there be one after all you shared? Could it be the intensity, or you think you can't come one more time and need that overwhelming sensation just to stop for a minute until you catch your breath, the throbbing, stop the spinning in your head, realizing all that moaning he was doing was you instead? I suppose in the scheme of things, a safe word can be stopped. By then, it'll be too late, because I'll be on all fours, swallowing every single drop. And that's that piece.
Well, bam. I'll be on all fours. I don't know if I was ready for this topic myself. Okay. yeah, that was very, very hot. And then you put the extra moan and the salt in it. Girl, well, damn.
Okay. I finished this about 5:30 this morning.
I'm still writing.
Well, Beaver.
I'm done.
Well, whenever you're ready, okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Whew. All right, y'all. Give me a second. I got the. It's like 3 pages long here.
Oh.
All right. This is not titled, but I guess I need to call it Safe Words.
All right,
here we go. She knew what she was getting into, agreeing to enter his pleasure palace. She was well aware of the different rooms and what effect each one would have on her. Room number one was the green room, also known as level one. And that's the introductory room. She'd been in there several times before. That one teaches you about your body, allowing her to lure her. Room two is the blue room. This is where she shows him all that she's learned and how she wants to be pleased. She loves that room. She's never left it dissatisfied. Now, number three. That's his room. This is the red room. She'd always been curious about it, but an underlying fear about it, mentioning it to him and showing interest in entering it, always kept her from asking him again. She remembers how he reacted the time they were in the blue room and she asked him about it, and how quickly he turned into taking control of her body. It had gotten so intense, it was like he was a different person, almost animalistic. He didn't frighten her, but she wasn't ready for that level, so she vowed she'd never ask again until tonight. She doesn't know what came over her. She'd always stayed pretty much in control of her curious, wondering thoughts. But this night was different. In fact, the whole day was. His energy was even stronger than ever, and she knew that she never had to hold back with him, that it was always her choice, until it wasn't. She needed him to take control. She wanted the red room at any cost. So just as they were finishing dinner, she dropped her fork and stared at him. He looked up, saw her breath was slightly labored, and she said one word, chocolate. And he instantly got hard as a rock, because that was the safe word he'd given her had they entered pleasure chamber. He said, are you sure? She nodded and he grabbed her and kissed her passionately. He could barely contain himself as they left the dining room, headed towards the red room. They stopped at the door and he asked once more, "Are you sure?" She replied, "Yes," and he unlocked the door. As they entered, he flipped the switch. While closing the door, the light revealed a room filled with every sex tool and toy you could ever imagine. Some she'd never even seen before. And all of them colored red. In the back of the room was a bathroom. He said, "Go wash. And when you're done, put your hair in a bun after you climb up there," pointing to the bed with a red ribbon sitting in the middle of it. "After. Understood?" She nodded and did as he said. When she finished bathing, she sat in the middle of the bed, tying ribbon around her bun, waiting patiently but anxiously. Suddenly, a flip of the switch and the whole room turned red. He said, "Sit still," as he climbed up behind her and leaned in for what she thought was a kiss on her neck. So she tilted her head, but he just sniffed her and said, "I told you to sit still. Stand on your knees. Get on your knees and give me your hand." He moved around to the front of her and put some leather cuffs on her attached to a collar that he fastened around her neck. He grabbed her hips and said, "Stand up." When she did, he slid his legs between hers and parted her lips with his lips, circling her clit with his tongue. She moaned and tried to grab his head, but the restraints prevented her. He stopped and said, "Don't move," and smacked her ass and told her, "If you do it again, I will punish you with pleasure denial." She didn't know what that was, but she didn't want to either. He licked and sucked on her pussy so good she couldn't help herself, and she reached and grabbed at him again. She apologized, but he stopped her as she was coming. And she begged for him to put his mouth back on her, but he slid back and said, "This is my world. There are no second chances." And that's their piece.
Okay. So, which one? So, wait a minute. Wait. We are at the end of the dub tonight, eh?
Mm-hmm. No. This is in his
girl, we are at the end of the dub. I wasn't ready for that bad time story. Wasn't ready.
Girl,
wait a minute now. Stop the restraints now. You know what?
I can't wait to play with mine.
That was hot.
Thank you.
Are you ready to bring the covers in? I think I'm ready.
I am so ready. Let's open up this line to this first caller. Yeah.
All right.
Area code 410, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
How do you not know who you have on the mic?
Lord.
I mean, you started this show talking about me. I heard rain and quiet. Listen, all I heard was drippity drip. All I've heard is wet since this show has been going on. Like,
well,
drippity drip and rain and...
At least one half of the Love Zone likes the rain.
I love the rain, honey. Oh, how you doing, Diva?
I'm good, ladies. How are you all? Yeah, listen, I don't even have to ask y'all how you are, because I don't even know. I had to check and make sure I was on the right show. I was like, where did all this drip come from? I ain't been asleep in 29 hours. Hey, y'all over here.
Did that wake you up, honey?
I'm awake now. Shit, I can't.
You're awake now.
Shit. Oh,
yeah, I got to drink me some ice cold water right now. I don't even like ice cold water, but I'm going to drink some right now.
I do. I'm going to suck on some ice. Shit. Can we get
it? Now, wait a minute. Ice is different. I suck on some ice all day long. I heard you, girl.
I know. Lord. I watched you suck on some ice.
Yeah, not right.
I think it.
Girl.
I think that happened.
Oh, Lord.
You sure did. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I do it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even conscious of it. So it is what it is.
It.
Mm-hmm. I like what I like. I love what
I
like. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Wait for real, Junior. Well, Rain.
Yes, Ms. VIP.
I want
my
diva
has something she
I
wants
want
to ask
know.
You.
I want to know. My diva wants to know, and I think everybody in the world wants to know. What is Rain's safe word?
Believe it or not, I don't think I've ever had a need for one, but if I had one, it'd probably be harder. The thing is, listen, but you know, sometimes it gets too good. My run game is on point, though. Listen, I be running sometimes.
Girl, look.
Because you got to run.
Ooh, girl, I don't think I'm learning something today, but
because like safe words like tapping out, and I don't give up. Listen, I don't give up. I escape for a small break.
You know what? I had one experience where I didn't so much. I guess you could call it running, but that Negro wouldn't turn me. He turned me every which way but loose.
Listen,
so
you can't run from me. You can't run.
I didn't run. I just walked kind of fast with my keys to my car and I got my
You know what? I'm done. You know you ain't had no keys in your head. You was
When I went to the bathroom, let me tell you something. When I went to the bathroom, I heard my phone ringing. I came out that bathroom to answer the phone, and my sister was like, I need your help.
Danya.
Block party. I said,
we're talking about two different types of running.
I couldn't run underneath of him. He wouldn't let me go.
We're talking about two types of
I know what type of running you talking about.
Yeah, if you like, Rain, just put your piece so we can get to this.
We'll talk later.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you did bring something delicious for us to listen to. You going to make it rain on us?
I'm going to try. You know, I've been burning up these highways, so I haven't written anything new, but I did find something that might fit into the theme of it. It doesn't have safe word in it, but you
mm-hmm.
know, you'll hear it. You'll get
all right.
it.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled Sanctified. She wore them humbly and boldly. She disclosed to him the gateway to mapped scars upon her skin. He stood in awe while envying the ineffable affair each one had with her flesh, marveling at how many stories were revealed in hues of embellished violets and dull blues, accompanied by thick layers of healed memories, each with a distinct account of pain and pleasure. He worshipped her willingness to unveil her totality to him, a sacred goddess, an existence yearning to be relished, cradling her frame, he lay her upon a bed of sincere intentions. Conceding, she opened herself completely to him. His eyes studied her as she presented him her truth. Her lips agape, attempting to utter, yet were met with a hush and a gaze that demanded her to listen. Listen as he slowly dragged his tongue across her landscape. Listen to him journey the history of each scar. Listen while he courageously traveled the unknown of her wilderness. He could feel the ache of unfulfilled yesterdays pulsating on the tip of his need to taste her carnality. She consecrated herself to him. He obliged her beckoning, communed with her decadence. She, his sanctuary. Him, her religion. She, his ritual. Him, her prophecy. And with much reverence, he mounted her hallowed invitation, erect with restoration, penetrating her Eden, anointing her Genesis, and they came to fruition. That's right.
Oh, Lord, no, I wasn't ready for this tonight.
Oh. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna retract my statement. Maybe my collarbones are twinging a bit.
Oh, I love you, VIP.
Girl, that was so hot. They came. They came. Oh, my God.
I got stuck on tongue going across the landscape. Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I wasn't ready.
Girl,
I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm. My bag. I had to switch tape for a second. Lord, I might have to pour that cold bottle of water on me instead of in me tonight. Any more come like this? That was hot, girl. Yes, we definitely just got rain going. That was a storm. Girl, I appreciate you,
ladies. I had to find something. I was like, I got to have something in here that I can give these beautiful women before I come up out of here.
Well, thank you, beauty is a beauty, darling. There you go.
I appreciate you.
Beauty recognizes beauty, too. And that's what I'm talking about right there.
I wasn't ready. I feel my bones moaning.
You feel the, you smell the rain like, I'm sorry, La Perla Negra was talking about, she was talking about the smell of rain and the feel of it on her skin.
Oh, hey,
am I getting to you, VIP?
Let's just say I have my ice water, okay?
So bad.
Girl. Now I'm taking notes. I know you're safe for your part of deeper. Okay. All righty then. Help us, Lord.
But to have those safe words, you gotta have a strong run game. If you're gonna have those, you gotta have a strong run game. You gotta have a combination.
You're right about that.
Right.
I'm going to get out the way so y'all can get the next
one. All right, baby.
Yeah, ladies, I appreciate
you. Thank
you
so much. Oh, we appreciate
all
you,
right,
girl.
Mama.
But wait a minute. I wasn't already ready. My collarbone.
Well, listen, y'all should have been ready after the way you started this show. That's all I'm saying. Y'all should have been ready because y'all been acting out. I've been hearing about the dripping. The drip has been real. Mm-hmm.
That's because
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Donna,
All right, baby.
One love, one mic.
I'm probably going to fall asleep over there, but go and send me over there.
That's all right. Take your sock
right.
Oh, man.
All right.
Girl.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute.
We in trouble now.
Hold up, though. How you going to say, before you bring him on, how you going to say, I wasn't ready tonight, and you thought of the topic?
I thought they did, didn't I? I don't know. What had happened? Well, it's involved. It's involved. Let's open up this next. Lord, oh Lord, am I ready? Are you ready for this next caller?
Look, I got my ice water ready in hand.
Oh, child, my heart is beating fast. All right, let's open up this next mic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing good. Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, V. I'm scared right now. I'm scared.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
You're not on the receiving end.
Oh, Lord, I feel the slam coming on.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let me take some deep breath. All right. I'm calming down just a little bit. Lord,
calm
I'm
down.
Like, just, all right. Just a little
down.
Bit.
Just
stop
a little
talking
bit.
Like that. Stop talking like that.
Come to question.
Lord, have mercy. It's my turn to ask a question. All right. Poetic.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to know, what is your faith word? Or do you even have one?
I don't have one. Faith words aren't reserved for me. They're reserved for my lady, whoever she may be.
Okay, so if you were to give her one, what would that faith word be?
Oh, my word. I'm scared.
If I were to give her one, it would have to simply be Wolverine.
Here you go. Of course it would. Would she be able to even get that out?
I wouldn't.
Probably.
I'd be like, what?
She may try. It may be too many syllables at the
That's what I'm talking about. Lord have mercy.
Sure,
where's my
fan? There will be some moans and some groans. And I can't accept that as the safe word. You got to get it all the way out.
Lord have mercy on my soul. I need prayer.
Because if you don't get it all the way out, I'm surely going to get it all the way in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my land. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right. Let me compose myself. Let me regain my composure. Because I have to ask you, would you please give the lineup for Epiphany for the week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join me and J. Rob, the wise son, for the get down. And we simply want to know, out of a box of crayons, what color is your poetry? Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Janice running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be one of my hobby shows, whether it be War Council, Honey Dripper, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. just tune in. You won't be disappointed. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another edition of The Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very, very nice. Thank you. Diva, excuse me for a second. You ever notice how, he's already sexy, right? He just come in here in the Love Zone and just laid on extra thick, just upset the whole studio every time.
Well, I'll be up to after the piece. Let me be the judge.
Okay. I like challenges, Ms. VIP. I like challenges.
Lord have mercy. There you go.
Woo. All right, poetic. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready. Yeah. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Make Me Say It. I don't need a safe word, because you ain't bold enough or brave enough to tie me up. Word. I'd like to see you try. I have all the tools, but don't be dry. Make sure you use your natural God-given lubricant. Oh, don't be scared or recant, because you're about to cash that check your ass wrote. While you got me restrained, please use your hands and throat to try to get me to possibly utter a safe word and make me stutter. I got a high tolerance for pain. The way I feel, it's a win-win for me with great gain. Safe word we talking? Safe word. Baby, please. You can suck, slope, and tease. I'm still not voicing a word that would stop this pleasure. The only words I want to speak are in the form of moans and nonverbal gestures. I'm as hard as a rock. Keep going. Don't you stop. You're lucky I'm tied up, because I'm ready to pound and pound. Until you say the damn safe word round after round. There will be no technical knockouts for this heavyweight, wet, orgasmic bout. Grip my balls with your tonsils. Don't be shy. Be ready to spread those lips still. Because you have total control of my body. And I guarantee you, you will utter my safe word like you're tied up so filthily. You will cream and squirt way before I do. That safe word is erased from my vocabulary, too. You trying to make me bust? I sure ain't about to cuss. Sweetheart, it takes time for me to come off some head. So you better bend over and wet my bed. Show me what all them lips do. Excite me so I can believe it's true that your inert ability was widely exaggerated. I want you to be penetrated, even though I'm tied up. You're in charge of mine and your orgasm, so raise up. Take them damn panties off. Slide down on his dick and wet my pipe in this safe word standoff. Slowly glide up and down. Let your juice drip down my testicles. That satisfying look in your eyes as you rotate in circles. Damn, I see how you get down. Say my safe word right fucking now. And that's that piece.
Go ahead, you got it.
Me?
I think I'm going to need to compose myself for a minute.
You said you got a high tolerance for pain. Wait a minute. Grip my balls with your tonsils?
Yes. Yes.
God. Pound it. Can't get me a good diva. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. That was hot as shit.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. My coochie collarbones are hurting for real. Okay? My good coochie collarbones. Now, I'm going to stop playing.
I'm shaking. Right now, I think I'm pregnant.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Then I guess it's a good thing you retired.
I know, right? Okay. And wait, it's a miraculous conception, because, woo, this factory's been closed. Lord,
it's a miraculous conception.
You know what, though? The wonderful thing about those kinds of sequence of events, man, it sure is fun. Keep trying to get you pregnant. It sure is fun.
Lord.
Yes.
I'm ready.
My ice water is almost gone.
Water ain't gonna help. I need a body. Well, I need something.
I never get on my nerves.
Well, I'm just gonna we just gonna put you in the love lounge. We need time to recover just a little bit, okay?
I'm going over to the love lounge. I heard somebody say they might go to sleep.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Yeah. It's raining over there, so be careful.
I'm on my way, Take your socks off, baby.
Baby.
Lord have mercy.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Eva, what did you do?
Station identification break. I got to get myself together. Please, give us a... Yeah, you laughing. I'm serious.
Oh, my God. Ooh, let me find one. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Jesus, man, Joseph. Ooh, all right, Eva. Let's open up this next microphone. We have an area code 410. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who we have on the mic?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
This is the poet has spoken.
Hi.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Hello.
What's up with you?
Yes, happy belated birthday. What's good with you? We are fine.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. I made it around the calendar again. I'm doing great.
There you go.
I know that's right. Man.
Y'all been starting trouble already.
We starting trouble?
My name
is Jen. We're just asking you a question.
Y'all,
my name
y'all, kicked, y'all kicked it up.
Well, I was up all night and I needed something to do, so.
I mean, that's cool. You know I got something for you, and I actually just wrote it while I was waiting for my turn.
Oh,
wow.
Well, in that case, let me ask you, what is your safe word, if you have one?
After you hear this poem, you're going to know. There ain't no such thing.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Ask me, hear this poem first and then ask me that question.
All right, well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Let's do this. And it's titled Safe Word. She said to me, babe, my safe word is, I stopped her in mid-sentence. There's no safe words to stop me from pounding this pussy into submission. If you want to be safe, this is not the place you want to be. With me, you will get choking, ass smacking, and a whole lot of gagging. When you lose consciousness, I'll give you CPR to bring you back to life. Safe words don't exist in my world. Go the other way if you did not come to play. I am the Matrix. I took the blue and the red pill. So I need my fill. So please come on this ride as I plunge deep inside. Your vocal cords won't work for you to utter a safe word. Your sounds drives me to the point of craziness. I have lost all my marbles. My multiple personalities have collided to fuck you in 33 ways. I will drown you in your own waves. So I say, this is not a safe place for words. This is not a place for lovemaking. We will commence war making. My C4 will explode the walls of your borders. You scream, not out of pain, but out of ecstasy. Your words are, yes, the fuck, right there. Don't stop. You even speak in tongues, not from being in pain, but pleasure. Like heaven and hell came together. In this moment, you look at me and you say, keep going. It's safe to say, you don't want to be safe. So let's say, fuck the safe words. That's that piece.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. What did I do bringing up this topic tonight? Lord have mercy.
I'm bringing something intellectual next week.
Honey, please.
Oh,
we're in need.
Well, I had to come through for y'all.
Well,
I'm glad you did.
That you
wow.
Did. Lord have mercy on my
there
soul.
There will be no safe word in his.
He said, let's just say, fuck the safe word. Oh, Lord. Y'all men are just kicking it off strong tonight.
Okay,
Doki, Diva, what you got to say about this?
You got the platform, so, you know, we got to come through and support you in the right way.
Lord,
that
you
are, that's all I
got to you say. Are, man, it don't get no better than this tonight. Y'all got it going. Lord,
I just got flayed. That's what happened. I got flayed. I just got. Yeah, I got flayed. Okay.
So if any of you are in Baltimore area, September 1st, come out for an erotic night. Come get your hump on. It's going to be erotic poetry, and we're going to have some fun.
Oh, my.
Oh, can you
be
post
live,
that?
It's going to be a live event. Yeah, I got you. I got you. We still
please
getting all the details.
Please post that in the event page. Please.
I got you.
Or just send it to me, and I'll post it for you, please. Oh, man, that'll be awesome. Thank you for that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
wow.
I got forward to that. Oh, wow. That was up. Well, the poet has spoken. I truly, truly appreciate you calling in, showing some love, and burning up the mic and setting our drawers on fire because we just be hot as we want to be
right
hot.
Now.
We didn't even get a chance to cool down from poetic, and y'all just came in. Lord have mercy on my soul. Whew, I'm still trembling from that one. We're going to set you over in the Love Lounge. And remember, there's always an open mic here for you. Whew, thank you for coming through.
I appreciate you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
One love, one
love.
Peace.
Ooh, Diva.
I'm trying to tell you up to the end of the game and do something. I don't know what to do, but I'm shaking. All right, we go open up the next Michael. We got Joel Atterbury. Hey, Joel, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, ladies? How y'all feeling tonight?
Child, we feeling all kinds of ways right now.
I know you're feeling all right.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, and I know you're about to do the thing to us, but before you do, I'm in Lost Track Diva. Is it my time to ask the question?
It's my turn, dear.
Okay, well, you ask him. Joel, my diva has something to ask you.
Well, King Adabed, what is your safe word if you have one?
Well, it's not just my safe word, it's our safe word. Estoy caliente. Estoy caliente. Yeah. We take it to another level. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
It's like in Boys in the Hood, you know what I'm saying, when they had that song, Just You and Me. I think that was the name of it. You know what I'm saying? You just spin the vibe on it, that's all.
Well, whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Evening time lover, inside of loose covers, moving a little closer while I kiss those lips puckered. As the eyes of affection look deep in my direction, my return view of observation break any thought of question. After French kiss connection, then lips placed on your neck, nibble on your earlobes, check if the temperature is set. Hold a handful of loveliness as I caress breasts that are nice. Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, they're so firm of sweet delight. Rub hips and thighs with my fingertips as I guide, reading my internal compass as I slide inside your hive. Touch your beacon that's been seeking for a different type of meeting. This greeting before the treating, wake up to sleeping without speaking. Now that the sauna is open for some exposing of devotion, no more hoping for a dosage of motion while I'm stroking. Everything is right until the sweat and time get away. Night turns into day as we play and say, Estoy caliente, King.
Very hot. All right. Yes.
I forgot to take myself off mute. I am stuck. I was not ready for this. I thought I was doing something by giving y'all this question of the evening. But, y'all got my heart racing. All that much. Damn, caliente. See, it was muy caliente. Oh my god!
Also, it could be just soy joito.
Lord, Lord. I ain't gonna say no more. I know a little bit of Spanish. I ain't even gonna get into them naughty words. Well, y'all got me killed.
Right.
I mean, enough naughtiness going on already. Man, that piece was awesome. Oh, my.
Thank you.
God.
I appreciate that.
So, thank you. Now, before you go, you got to tell us what you got going on over there in your side of the universe.
Absolutely.
Before you leave us.
Oh, man. It's the return of the Poetry Corner next week. No, man. It's going down. It's called Pinstroke. Part one, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Poetry's paradise, meet the author.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you please post that in the event page so other people that don't know about
will.
It can get their info? I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying? Next Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m., Let's Talk is the channel, the Poetry Corner Show. Be there or beware. It's going down.
All right, man. That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you very much, though. I'm going to call you
thank
King.
You, ladies.
From now
beautiful
on, I'm going to call you King.
Yeah. Thank you.
It might be a King Paradise.
Oh, Lord, mercy.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to put you over the love house. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One
Mike.
Love, one mic. Oh, man. Girl, they are running through here tonight with a flamethrower. I'm really, really, I hope y'all can hear the shaking in my voice. I'm seriously trembling. Here, I was just going through it. I got, all right, you know what? I ain't giving y'all no more topics. This is how I'm going to be. I can't handle it. It's been too long. God. All right, dude, we're going to open up this next microphone. Let's see what we got here. We got area code 215. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's going on, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra?
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Hey, hey.
going on? Goodness. Want to tell everybody who we got on the mic?
Yeah, this is Kane Spade, the DSR CEO.
Hey. Oh, goodness gracious.
Right.
Are we going to rig your tour up again,
Steve?
Yes. Philly in the house. All three of us is from Philly, so we representing y'all. That's what's up. And y'all getting ready to get another taste of the Philly flavor. For real. For sure. Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, listening to this this X-rated show right here.
This one is actually one of the more gentler ones that we've had, actually. It's just got me a little upset because it's been a minute. But it's all good. It's all good. Man, I'm glad you called in. Show us some love. Whose turn is it? Diva, you got to help me here. I'm losing track.
It's your turn, Diva.
It's my turn.
It's your turn, Diva.
Right.
Yes, it's your turn.
All right. I got a question for you, Kane. Do you have a safe word? And if you do, what is it?
Yeah, to clear my throat right there. Let's see. Do I have a safe word? Yeah, I got a safe word. My safe word is exorcism.
Exorcism. Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, just don't call them. No priests are allowed, though.
No priests are allowed. Okay. You sure she ain't going to need one? What's that word? I'm scared. Right there. Oh. My. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called Central Moment. I need you to open your door. That's right. We all in the gutter, as I want to claim your mind. Dudes, don't get mad as I snatch your lady, your girl, your wife to the side, as I recite this key to the lock, her lock that was meant for me. Her legs covered in sweat for me to slide in to increase the tension. You grab my arm as we get intense. I ask, do you need an intermission? Just to see you crack your smile, an excuse for me to taste your lips next. Let me get at those nips. Your nipples nice and hard as I start to lightly twist, and I thrust even harder, provoking you to bite your lip. Flip you over, got you feeling like you caught in a sexual matrix. I kick the sheets to the side, have you on all fours, giving the name doggy style a new meaning, your skin against mine. The best sensation I could ever feel as I become a bedroom musician. As I don't pump up the volume, I'm pumping you, as we sweat all night long, rolling around like animals being unleashed for the first time. When dawn comes, I'm not leaving, as I know where I belong. Again, my safe word is exorcism. I just had an out-of-body experience, and that's always from DSR all damn day.
Not an out-of-body experience. Sound to me like she need more than an exorcism.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. And given doggy style a new name. What? Hey now.
That
I can't. I'm getting stuck now. Stop playing.
Oh my goodness. Oh, they come in.
They just killing us.
Yeah,
that was hot. I'm telling you right now, that was hot.
guess what? After this show, it's going to be my fifth shower today. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all going to stop. Y'all done upset everything. My whole system is just, oh, Lord have mercy. That was hot. That was
Thank you so much, Lord. We must send you to the Love Lounge.
Ooh. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God.
I appreciate it. You know, I'm going to go over and chill in the Love Lounge. As far as what I got going on, I'm kind of dragging my feet. But DSR, we coming back. Be on the lookout for them promotional videos. You know, we might throw a buffalo wing through y'all window when it's open. We're not trying to break nobody.
That's okay. That's all right. Throw all of them. I like buffalo wings. I love me some chicken, period.
Oh, my God.
You ain't got some because I'm riding through. I'm coming. That's what.
All right, King. Thank you so much. Wow.
Yes. Thank you. One love, one mic. We'll put you over in the Love Lounge. One love, one mic.
One love.
Diva. Can you please not have another good topic like this? Okay.
All right.
Ooh, what am I doing?
I need a station identification break. Diva, we need a station identification break. The Philly sound just knocked me down.
Would you be so kind of?
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
I had to pour some of that cold water down my shirt, seriously.
Oh, my.
Yes, I did. I had to find some way to cool off. I can't get in the shower while I'm doing the show. So I had to do something. Set me straight for a hot second.
Lord have mercy.
They got me so worked up, it just turned into steam. It's dissipating. It's almost gone.
Well, Diva.
All right. Let's open up this next microphone. We got an area code. Oh, Lord, I done hit the wrong. Look at me. I'm hitting the wrong button. Okay, we got area code 615. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
C-34 Music, how are you tonight?
Hey, C-34, how you doing? Lord Jesus, help me.
Well, after hearing that you had to cool yourself down,
I did. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah.
It sure is your number. I usually know your number, but this is poetic, Paul. He came in here and set it off in the beginning, right after rain.
He's late.
Brought her.
He's late.
Lord have mercy on my soul. And then the rest of you men come in here behind him, just keep stirring it up and stirring it up and stirring it up. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh. Okay. Double. My Diva has a question for you.
Yeah, because I was about to start up with you for a little bit, but I'll hold back on that for a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay.
C-34 Music. What is your safe word, if you have one?
Expeditiously.
Oh,
would you like me to use that in a sentence?
Uh-huh. Expeditiously, yeah.
I'd like to use it. Use that in a whole piece.
My sentence would be, if you're going to freak me, then don't freak around. Do it expeditiously. Now, come on.
Oh, boy. Oh my!
I heard that. Yeah.
I can't.
I'm trying to find my fan again. Here we go.
Yeah.
Whew. All right.
Okay. I'm gonna keep this tame.
Are you? You might as well just release the beast everybody else has. The cage is open now. They just running wild.
So. Oh, it is.
You're ready. Yeah. And whenever you're ready,
okay.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called Brutal Honesty. Let me make you feel like a dog in heat, and I'm possibly weak with you being near me. Got me doing things out of courage because I'm preferring you. And I see you working, girl. Manipulating my mind, tunnel vision occurs, and everything surrounding me is blurred. You're the reason I'm being charged for treason, turning my back on all the things I believed in. You created a derelict out of a genius. Although beauty is skin deep and fleeting, you defy the definition, synopsis, and meaning. Real talk, I need you here. I'm not romantic or robotic, but honestly, you've got me locked in. Solving majority of my problems, you've become my rock of Gibraltar. It's solid, and what we have, I haven't fallen. I'm already here, and there's no stopping. All the money made for the world's pockets could not purchase what we got here. We could populate mountains like the Waltons. And still no other woman besides you could defy logic or distract me from the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. I love you in the marathon we're running. Can you hear me now talking? Better or worse, rich or poor, sickness and health, to death, do we part but? I'm laying my life on the line, and it ain't time for us to say goodbye and lay in parallel coffins. See, we got a plot and a plan coming together. Based on this perpetual promise, signed on our hearts and witnessed by the power and presence of God, is this bond of matrimony. And I love you, to be brutally honest. Caramel-coated hardness merges inside your darkness. Me and you will never part, and your ignition being started by me. Got your fireworks sparkling, with bullets going up billboard charts to that number one position. But we got 99 more. We're not finished. Now commit to this. Intimate, infinite, deliberate, deliciousness. When you drip spirits, that's kismet. Girl, you mean business. As you saturate my skin with your current stream, we come into this flourishing. Nourish me is your purpose, for I encourage us to keep learning. I yearn for you as we worship God, because I just popped your cherry bomb. Now, say ah.
He said, oh, I just popped your cherry bomb. Now, say ah.
Yes.
Expeditiously.
Wow. I'm stuck. I'm so stuck right now.
Well, that was hot. Thank you so much. Thank you for stirring the pot even more. I think I appreciate it.
Did I do that?
All right.
You
we
did
want to send
indeed.
You to love yes, you did.
I'm innocent.
Until
the restraints are off.
I can't even think of words to say right now because I'm stuck. I'm really stuck.
Why are you so stuck?
I got myself. Why? Because I gave y'all a question tonight that has gotten incredible response, hot responses that have set my system. Y'all have set off a riot in my system, literally, and I am trying to regain control of it.
Well, I'm happy to oblige.
Y'all don't understand. You know, I'm not even going to give away that. I'm not even going to tell y'all that no more because I told you. I'm going to just leave it alone for another night.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for calling in. As always, showing love, C-Double, always. And what I'm going to do now is just go over in the Love Lounge.
Yes.
Woo,
expeditiously.
Yes, very
one
much.
One love, one mic.
Ooh,
one love, one mic.
Oh, Jesus, help me out. Okay, we got... I am... all right. All right, Diva, this next mic, this next number, we're going to open up this next 501. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Y'all just slammed me in. I need to have my hand up.
Jesus. Jesus. You did have your hand up, and it's still up.
Yeah, because it's a hold up.
It's a
hold up. I was sitting here minding my business. It was like a stick up. What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing tonight? You're about to kill me. I know. Save it for later.
Listen, I am so thrown off balance. Normally, I multitask very well in the studio. I can program the music. I can program the phone numbers, who it is. I usually know y'all by heart. But and I can have a conversation with you guys and keep you going.
I've seen you do it.
I'm not there tonight. That's why I'm announcing area codes because I'm throwed off right now.
That's the best part about you. You're human. So let's go ahead and get it moving.
How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm all right. I've been enjoying the show. Y'all ladies is doing y'all thing. Y'all bringing the most out of the callers. So that's all y'all can do. That's all we can expect of y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Diva.
I appreciate that. Oh,
yeah.
How are you, Dave?
Jay, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to know, what is your safe word, if you have one?
Ow. If I got to say ow, it's over. I don't even have to remember that one, you know. Ow.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
No or ow. Now, which one is it? Ow or no?
A whole lot of the first, a little bit of the second.
Okay. Wow. All right. That'll work. I guess it's just as good as any other word. Man. Okay. All right. Well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
What's it about?
Okay.
Huh? What? Oh, no, I was just trying to figure out. I'm off my square, too, sisters. All right, let's go ahead and get it.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. No, I can't do that. I just did that. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. Oh. I haven't been writing. No, boy, that's not cool. All right, I did this one. Time moves like water. Sometimes it's as still as a pond or as pebble as the high sea. When whirlpins, pools of black holes inhale violently, they are snorting the water. They are distorting the water. And just like the ocean, they are ever home. From my perception, the river only flows in one direction. We can acknowledge this dream, be in this dream, recall a path that has passed, but never the streams of future's path. So only in the present do we exist as far as we can perceive. As we move along in the current, our bodies are soaked like little fish in time, down to the subatomic particle, as these particles go about their tasks and duties, ever keeping a watchful eye on the rhythm of water. When an island appears in the ocean, currents pull towards it in swells and gravitational wells, sprinkling debris onto its shell. When there is a hole in the ocean, it swallows everything whole. Who knows where what it becomes, or who knows where it goes? You see, time moves like water. Sometimes it's as still as a pond, or as turbulent as the high seas. Time and water are relatively fluid. Hence,
what was that last line? Time and water does what?
Time and water are relatively fluid.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful piece. You always have
Thank
this
you.
Calming
Thank
sound to your voice, man. You, like I said, you switch into this character, and it's so calming to hear your voice when you read your piece. And that was a beautiful piece. It really was. Whew, Lord
Thanks.
Have mercy.
John,
well, I'm a little calmer now.
Yeah. I kind of like that last line as well. It's different, let me tell you. But I do like that last line. It's, you know, it makes one think. I mean, and then I'm looking at water and its fluidity.
Right, Van prompted me to do this piece right here. I had another piece on time, and it had a verse in there on water, and it kind of expanded on a little bit. And then Van had said, just write about the time in the water and see what you get. And this is what popped up.
That was nice, though. Really, really nice. Right. Whew, all right, I'm calming now. Thank you.
All right, y'all be easy. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a smashingly good show tonight. Was that Van I heard?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. He's the one that came in here and set off a firestorm of hotness.
No, Van. I ain't going to let you out my boy like that. No.
Don't tell me how somebody's words and peace affected me. I know who did what. It's all good though. I'm recovering. I'm calming down now. I'm good. Regaining my composure.
That's one thing about it though. You be honest about it all the time. You don't try to hide it and just be like over in the corner going to people like, yeah, she had an off night. Nah, you own it and you get past.
Oh no, I'm very transparent for the most part. I let y'all know what y'all need to know. That's it. I can't be completely naked.
I'll be enjoying when you
have
those times
when
you like go haywire. It makes me feel
Lord.
More a regular.
Wow. I never claimed to be anything else but me. But thank you, Jay, for calling in. I'm gonna put you over in the love lounge.
All right, take care now, VIP. Danielle.
All right, one love, one bye. Okay, all right. I'm still a little off balance because I'm hitting the wrong damn button. Oh Lord, here we go again. My system is just recovering, and here we go again. Diva, you see who's next? Did I lose my diva? Still here. All right, I'm gonna open up this next microphone. Ooh, goodness. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. I don't know what happened just now, but I'm going to open up this next microphone. Hey, Jay Rob, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
There's our poet laureate.
I made it. God told me
what?
I would make it, and I made it.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, I think he's talking about the time. The timing.
No, man, oh, I was rushing home. I was rushing home. I had meetings to attend because I got mm-hmm. you know, I got Shriner conventions to be at, and I got signed up to perform at another event because I applied to be a poetry laureate for the state of New York, and hopefully, I get appointed. So.
You got this. I'm just running.
I am so
hoping
proud.
That,
I'm
somebody...
proud to know you, my brother.
Well, I have to say that it's I'm awful proud to know the two of you too, since you're seems to be proud of me as well. Right on, right on, right on.
No, you don't sound like you sound like Preach from
Oh my God.
Right now. Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
Like, Lord have mercy!
Like that city Cooley High, and he's like,
J-Rob,
brother, you can be
notes.
Anything
I'm
you want,
tonight,
brother.
J-Rob.
Books
That's
will
right.
get you there. He said, so what do you want to be? He said, I want to live forever.
Right?
Oh my.
All right. I want to live forever. Teacher ain't know what to do with him after that.
He just looked at him and was like, well, all right. It's not the answer I was looking for, but I'm going to rock with you on that. And education will get you there, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Make me feel. You know,
one of my favorites.
Cooley High tonight.
Cooley
yes,
High and Love
man,
Jones,
look.
Two of my, and Half Plenty, three of my favorite movies.
Oh, my God. Don't even go there with Love Jones. Are you kidding me? Huh. That is one of, Lord, have mercy. You know what? Just to watch them go through the relationship that they went through and to just still be in love, fall in and out of. Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
My
that
man
was
said,
one of the hottest shows.
He's like, right here, this is most important to me. None of that other shit matters. This shit right here, this is what matters to me. And I love you. I was like, I sat in the movie theater with my date, and I was like, that motherfucker, I want to be him. I want to be him.
Now, you know what I love? I love when he came upstairs. Remember when she was teasing him and made him sleep downstairs on the couch, and then he came upstairs with his guitar. And did he have a guitar, or did he play a song for her? I think he played a song for her.
I think he played
a guitar. That's one of the most seductive, that's the sweetest. Oh my gosh!
See, I'd have had
a
cassette tape with my guitar and played the cassette tape and pretend to play my guitar like you didn't know I was that dope, did you?
Yeah. See the arrogance. Don't throw the arrogance in there. Just go ahead and make it do what it do. That's it.
Van taught me how to be arrogant.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Van teacher.
It's true, him and David Mott. They said you got to stop calling people beloved and get arrogant and let them know that you be a poet and your poetry is really, really good.
Oh, stop. Oh good Lord!
No, don't.
That's
don't
what
call
they be saying
beloved.
To me.
That's what they be saying. I gotta holler
thing.
At them. I gotta talk to them. I got to talk to them. Now we can't be having that.
Cause when we last spoke, I told it Van, and cause David said he wanted to hurt me, and I said, "Why are you trying to hurt me, man? I ain't be got no weapon."
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Not empty God.
I cannot.
Really?
But it was
all right,
Rudy. I was just like my dude. I was like, I might be bleeding, baby, but I'm bleeding cool.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Ladies
I'm
and gentlemen,
J-Rob.
My Tiffany
yes,
family.
Yes, ladies.
J-Rob, I have a question
turn.
For you, darling.
You have a question for me, beloved?
Mm-hmm. Call me, beloved,
well,
one more time and be in your inbox, okay?
allow me to put on my mature voice and ask you in a very mature manner, very good evening, and how can I be of assistance to you? And may I please have the question that you are beckoning to say?
Yes. Well, J-Rod, I want to know, and so does the world, what is your safe word if you have one?
My safe word is, bitch, that hurts!
What?
My safe word is, bitch, that hurts.
What?
Stop.
What?
You stop. Because that shit hurts. Keep your hands to yourself. That hurts. You stop it. This isn't pleasant. You stop. It's always worked. It's always worked.
I'm trying to get a soul, Lord. I cannot.
What?
I need to laugh before you do your piece, because I know we're in trouble again.
No, I'm just saying that's my safe word. It was a dark and lonely night in the South Bronx, and she was like, baby, I'm going to teach you some things. And I'm like, all right, cool. She said, but I need a safe word. And we came up to an agreement, and things was happening faster than I anticipated. And I was remember in the movie, and Eddie Murphy was getting choked, and he was like, it was the Dukes. And I was like, yo, stop, seriously. Stop.
Yes.
Stop. Bitch, it hurts.
Oh, Lord.
So as long as she was choking me, we was fine. But she got beside her because choking a black man, she started to really get into it. And I was like, I don't know what latent fantasy this is of yours, but this is not fun. And I don't think we should be dating anymore. Handprints on my throat. But I did write a very nice piece of poetry.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, beloved.
Yours.
I appreciate you both. This piece is entitled, Could You Please Be My Poetry? I look at you and I need something from you, but I just can't seem to find the words. You see, I admire you from far away with poetic binoculars that form the words in cloud formations that my vocals could never share, so how dare I? How dare I view such beauty in its most humble submission, unassuming in its being, my visual dream come true? But I do. I do see you as something beyond reach, beyond touch, beyond reproach, past anything that I have ever witnessed, hence why I'm scared to make eye contact. And as a matter of fact, when I do view you, even my goosebumps spell, oh, my God, in braille along my skin and begin to whisper to me how magnificent you are to thine own eyes. I just wish that I could tell Shakespeare and Hughes about you so that they could help me scribe and properly dissect the proper visceral verbals of complimentary beatitudes views and encompasses the aurora that I see around you while murmuring more balladry to you that you may never even get to hear, as every word is etched in your essence like long-lost spirits that haunt homes of lost lovers. And yet I hear, and I do fear, that you may never hear anything that I may write, because it is this that has me trapped in its web, that's consistent of everything that I love about you. But even so, I still gaze upon the person in the pictures and other means of viewership and wish that there was some sort of magic potion that I could conjure up and I can consume just to make sure that my dreams of you are never-ending beautiful sights of forever that would only make tomorrow jealous because it couldn't explain in any other language what I have known all this time whenever the subject of you come about. And that's when I get up enough nerve, touch your hand, and instead of asking you to dance, I ask, can you please be my poetry? And ask that piece.
Oh my God. Wait a minute.
You say you wish there was a magic potion that you could conjure up. And could you please be my poetry? Oh, my God.
Romantic. Totally romantic.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God. You come into it every time. See, you see the difference between him and Van. He comes from a different angle. Van gets you through a sexual grip, okay? And J-Rob will grab you from the romantic side of it. And you can't, being between them two, you can't win. You can't win. You cannot win. You got to, like, slide down and through them so you can get away, because you can't win. Yo, man, that was a beautiful, beautiful piece, J-Rob. I
love
that. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord have mercy. Is that from your Black Love series?
This is something new that's going to be put into the Black Love series, yes.
Oh, man.
I want to thank you both for allowing me an opportunity to share the microphone with y'all. I know there's other people behind me, and I've taken up enough of your time, so I'll just slide to the left.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Ain't slide now. No, actually, we only got one more caller, love, so just hold on. Grab the reins, cowboy. Grab the reins.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to know what you have going on in the Tiffany universe. I'm anxious.
Tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and myself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob the Wise Son, will be on the Get Down. Tomorrow, we are asking all poets within the sound of my voice who would like to come through. Tell us, what color is your poetry? I'm interested because we all write. We're all inspired by color, and we're all inspired by different sounds of music. For me, it would be jazz, and my color, I'll tell you tomorrow. But we all have that to a degree because we all write in a particular rhythm. And Van and I would just like to know what is your rhythm, and does your rhythm have a color? And if your rhythm has a color, what color is that color when you create poetry?
I cannot wait. I already started my piece, actually, last night when you said it. I don't know.
This is
going to
be something special.
It's always something special
is.
On the Get Down, man. The Get Down
one
is
one of my favorite,
show. Man, it's got to be the hottest show on Tiffany. I'm trying to tell you. I fiend for it. I can't wait till I start. That's why I was trembling, too, because I know the show is tomorrow night, and my system is like, yeah, get down. Okay.
I appreciate you both so much.
We appreciate you.
I will put you over
you
here in the love mail.
You ladies truly make my soul smile.
Oh, that's what's up.
Thank you.
Really? That is what's
Get
up.
Real talk.
That's a good thing.
So let me slide off to the love zone because I ain't trying to make Ms. VIP angry because she hits hard. I just want to dance slowly.
Some tactical moves on you that she was trained in when she was in
She
service.
Ate a sandwich in North Philly. I know what that is.
Lord have mercy.
Ladies, please, let me go. Let me go up to the Get Down dance floor. I'm sorry, to the love zone.
This is a love zone. The love zone.
Let me say it. Please allow me an opportunity to slide off to the love zone, love lounge. Get me a little drink of something with the fancy girl name, and let the other poet behind me get on the mic. I've taken up too much of your time. I love you both. Fantastic show. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Love
you too.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One and one. Take care.
Ooh, Lord, child. Uh-oh. Here comes more trouble. Here comes more trouble. Like the three of beagles. Let's open up this next microphone, Diva. Do we need another station identification break first?
I could do that.
All right. Hold on, Harvey. We're coming, baby. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the love zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy co-host, my diva, Miss VIP. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You have approximately 15 minutes to call in. For the Blog Talk Lady cuts you off, especially if you are streaming online. I see some of you in here listening, but you haven't put your hand up yet. Y'all need to do that. Come on and participate. We'd love you to. Now, Diva, we're going to, oh, you know what? I totally forgot to do. I forgot to thank the CEO of Epiphany Radio and a very, very good friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Dudley. Without him, there would be no us. We thank you.
That's true,
now,
Diva. That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to open up this next microphone to Mojave. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing today?
Hello, Mojave.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Hello.
We're good.
I'm peaceful once again. Whew. How you doing?
What is happening? Running around, quadruple duty. I don't be caring. I don't know how you do it, honestly. I really don't.
You must have a jet pack on your back or something, because I don't know how you do it. I really don't. And still have energy to go. Man. I'm going to tell you something. All of the gentlemen of Epiphany stay going. You guys are workhorses. And then you still make time for the Epiphany family and show us love and consideration. And we just appreciate all of you, really. All of you. My goodness. Anywho, whose turn is, I don't know whose turn it is.
It's yours.
That's the question.
Yes,
it's mine.
Yours.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Question
mm-hmm.
for you, love. I want to know.
Ask me the question.
Please don't get me started laughing again.
Ask me the question. I'm ready for you.
I'm trying.
Oh,
right.
God.
Stop. What is your safe word?
Is that your music?
I don't really have one. I haven't had to have one. So you actually got to be doing things to have a safe word? So I haven't, you know. Yeah, I don't do anything that requires one. So therefore, I have not required one. But if I had one, mm-hmm. I'd make it something real simple, like oregano it'd be something stupid. I'd be like peaches, fruit cocktail. No, it'd be something real stubborn. Steak and shrimp.
Oh my God.
No, shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. You can't say that. It's like a tongue twister. She already going to be all twisted up. She can't say that. She ain't going to be able to. You got to give her something more simple than that. Shrimp and grits. No, she ain't going to be getting. I'm getting tongue tied now. See?
Banana boat.
You have to think of something. Banana boat.
Green Lantern.
Green
Lantern. Let me stop.
Listen. Before you get started off into your piece, because I know you brought something delicious, can we hear what you got going on over there in the Tiffany universe? Because I know you got a lot going on.
Okay. I really don't know what I'm doing this Tuesday. Wait, I think I do know what I was doing this Tuesday, but I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. I don't recall it right now. I think it is War Council. But it's like the last, you know, so I don't know. I don't know where I'll be doing it from, but it's going to be War Council. That's all I know. It's going to be War Council. I think we're going to be doing like this whole thing, gender roles, you know, stuff like that. This is going to be something crazy. This is going to be crazy and controversial. You know, people are going to want to call and fight because, you know, we're just going to be on it like that. So, you know, it's going to be fun. Anything else like that? Oh, man. I still like shrimp and grits is a safe word. But shrimp and grits. I'm hungry now.
I can't with y'all.
Let me see. Popeyes.
Oh, my God. Guess what? You know what? Anything can be a safe word.
Bojangles.
I already said mine. So.
Church's fried chicken.
Okay.
It has to be related to food. It has to be.
Why?
It's gonna work out
why?
That way. Because you know, food and sex go together. But you think of your favorite food, so I'll just be thinking of my favorite food. You know?
This chat room is
coming. Just think about it. I just be thinking about that. Or, you know, or wrestling. I'm like, you know, I'm like, Coco Beware. Superfly Snooker. Andre the Giant.
Oh,
You
know what, Bobby?
I'm just,
all right.
What do you want me to do?
Read your piece. I can't even find my phone to mute myself. All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. Let me be serious now. All right. You have to not laugh. All right. Make sure. Let me know if this is too loud. It's too loud?
It's fine.
Too loud? It's fine. All right. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me just pull this back 1 second. All right. I'm shooting a message. Okay. It's what I would think would hopefully happen if it ever happened. All right. Now. I love eating you. I love your surrender. When I pay visit to your womanhood, your neighborhood has sparse shrubbery, a garden with a spout, and a river that runs through it. The one thing I know is that you slake my thirst, and all is right with the world when you come first. Bless my lips with riptide, the sum of your orgasm rushing out from the inside to take residence in my mouth. To flower power my beard. Pay me in ecstasy as if you owed arrears. I gently sup and lick you up. There is no down. I want to crown for making you come in succession. I want the title of possession. As I mouth line after line and we act out the play. Les petits mons. I slay. My stomach growls in hunger and I need you to feed me. your release until you fight me with your hips, and I don't find peace. Let me suck your lips. Let the cream be the best lip balm. You can fuck my face until you're calm. Let sleep take you as I make it through this night, waiting for the morn again to sample your delight. You whine and grind to some drums. Let me chakra hum in the essence of your presence. Watch the magic elicit my sweat, conjure blood, and make my veins sing. Paint me a picture that you and halos exist. Defeat my demons and name my passions. Let my desires inquire to what be tasted so I can continue to fill my mouth with you. You are mood altering, the best high that can be. Naturally, set me free when I am set free and be. Let my spirit seek and seek womb while my body convulses, drowning in doom. And I don't want to stop. I need to cop another hit. Waves rippling as you move back, moaning out. It's the old shit. Thus, I bust into your trust till I am complete, drained of lust. Poem.
Jesus, I forgot my mute button was on. Oh my God. Javi, that first line, I had to splash water on my face, literally had to go in the bathroom. That first line, I love, did you say eating you or tasting you?
Eating, very specific, eating.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I got to
taste is, eating is...
That's slurping. That is slurping. That is not eating. I know the difference.
You got to slurp at certain parts. You got to slurp it all up. Yeah. Let me stop. Okay.
Mercy. You know
Super
what?
Super fast looking. Come on, beware.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Shrimper grits.
No, really. Let me talk. Stop it. Your piece is beautiful, man. That was hot. That first line.
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
No, I like next to the last one. Then.
Oh God. I'm.
Oh, that's a high compliment coming from you, good Coochie Calabones. I like it.
Oh shit. No.
I don't know why I come on y'all show and just cut the hell up.
Because you feel you can. That's why.
Because you can. That's what it is. But, that's cheap.
Javi! Yes.
Stop! I'm trying to say calm. Damn, y'all. Yeah. I got me worked up. All right, Mojave, I want to say thank you very much for calling in. And I have to tell you, last night your show was hot. I couldn't stay on, but it was very, very hot.
Thank you.
I wish I could have listened to the whole show, but I mean, it's always like that. So, but I had to let you know because I couldn't participate.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for calling in, giving us that piece that has gotten me semi worked up again. Not totally, but semi. That first line threw me over in the sink when I was putting
work. All right. I'll take compromise. Yes, I'll take it. Cold press. I'll take it.
Cold press. Compromise. All right, Bobby.
Coconut and avocado.
I'm put you over the love lounge, crazy. So thank you for calling in, love. We will talk later. One love, one mic.
Yes, thank you. One love, one mic. This has been
a
call out by Mojave. Thank you. Yes, this has been one love, one mic.
Bye, Mojave. It's crazy. It's crazy. Oh, Diva. I don't see any more hands up.
Yeah.
So,
I don't either. This was a wonderful show.
Absolutely. It was a heck of a show. I really appreciate all the callers that came and just, y'all dropped them pieces on us tonight and took me through some changes. It took me a minute to calm back down.
But I'm good again. I'm good. And man, I just want to thank y'all. Do you even got any closing words?
I would just like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. And it's just been a wild ride, that's for sure. But y'all be safe, okay? Because the virus is still here. The variant is here and it's trying to get people all over again. So y'all be safe. Wear your mask anyway. Vaccinated. Don't matter. Wear your mask. God bless you guys.
All right. Thank you, Diva. And I want to say, as always, get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because that's where spirit lies. Love yourself. You're showing that you love him, too. Also, I want you to love one another. Continue to respect each other. I also want you to stay safe. And yes, wear your mask. Continue to respect each other's distances. I know they say we're coming out of it, but it's not completely safe yet, everybody. And, you know, stay prayed up. I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say, hey.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come on. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves
things you do, all the 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 things you do.